This week we focus on a man who spent over 3 decades of his life in a supermax state prison. You'll see what I mean in a moment on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
Michael Gruss began working part-time in the records office for the Department of Corrections in the late 1960s. By 1990, he had become the warden of Missouri's Supermax Prison in Jefferson City. He says our ideas of a warden is probably different than reality.
If your perception of a prison warden, even in a super maximum security prison like this one was, is a drill sergeant, that's not the people that run prisons.
Which leaves many to wonder why an authoritarian would not be the perfect person to keep prisoners in line.
Running a prison is a personnel job. I mean, you're in the people business. In the case of this prison, I had 2,000 inmates and had 565 uniform staff, and I will guarantee you they never wanted the same thing.
It's a balancing act. Some items that most of us would never notice are very important inside the walls of a prison.
One example has to do with simply how much yard time they have. The more time that you have huge numbers of inmates on the yard, the more problematic it is for the staff. From a staff point of view, meaning the baseline officer, he'd rather see them locked in their cells. They're much easier to handle and he has less work.
However, if Mike kept the same schedule of cell and ward time, other challenges might arise.
But on the other hand, when you move from winter to summer and you end up with a couple hours extra daylight time, of course, the inmates want more time or as much time as they can to be out on the yards and enjoying the day. The officers want them locked in their cells as early as possible to ease their workload. So that's just one thing you have to weigh over and over and over.
As you'll hear, this prison has quite a story, and Mike, as the former warden, has many stories to share, both on his tours and in this interview. His story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Jefferson City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.